I mean, decisions you make in game management, they're options. So it was an option at the time. It's the option that we chose not to make. So I believe in our defense. You know, prior to that particular set of downs, you know, a takeaway was something that, you know, we had a number of opportunities of being successful at. So I mean, it's, I made a decision not to, and I mean, I can't change the decision. So, but that was definitely an option to let them score, and it is part of your game management call sheet. But I mean, I can't look back on it.
How do you respond to the apparent confrontation between Nick Collins and Ben after the game last night?
Could you give me the first part of that?
How do you respond to the apparent confrontation between Nick Collins and Ben?
Nick Collins' incident in Chicago, I was made aware of it by our security department. Have not seen the video, but I know the NFL is looking into the matter. I understand Nick's story as far as what happened and what our security people that were there, and I support Nick 100%.
Can you talk more about what happened?
I'm not going to talk about the specifics. That's a league matter right now.
Do you have a message for fans or for the team in dealing with fans?
Do I have a message? It's a, you know, it's a situation that I wasn't, you know, I was not there. I have an understanding of what happened. I think Nick addressed it after the game. You don't want to get into interaction, you know, particularly with opposing fans. It is an emotional time, particularly after a game, and I think it's something that we can all learn from.
Mike, I don't think Aaron got sacked, but he moved him around a lot and he got rid of the ball quickly, but how do you think your two tackles played? Obviously, there were some penalty things there. How do you assess those guys?
Well, you know, the offensive line, you know, going into the game, you know, we knew we were going to put some stress on the tackles. Well, we tried to help them some. I thought the overall performance of the offense, as far as the productivity of moving the ball down the field, we definitely hit the target. The penalties, which directly, you know, affected our point production, is what cost us. And people want to talk about the, you know, the two penalties were, you know, two of the three holds were on interior linemen. So, you know, I thought the tackles' performance from a grade standpoint, they just did okay. But that's, we knew they were going to be stressed out down in Soldier Field, loud environment, you know, against a prime player in Peppers. So, but as far as the opportunity to throw the ball as many times as we did in the game, I was very, very pleased with our ability to move the football.
Are you concerned just that, you know, concerned that you're obviously you've had the deal with Chad and his health, and Mark, by his own admission, doesn't feel like he's played very well, at least in the first and third games. Are you concerned about how those guys are going to hold up, given their age over the year?
Well, that's really part of our roster design. I mean, concerned, it's all part of the navigation of the season. I think Chad Clifton is doing the best he can with his health situation. I think we have a very good plan in place. We're doing the best we can from a coaching standpoint, a medical staff standpoint, of making sure that, you know, he gets the work that he needs. Make sure Brian's ready to go. I look as, you know, as Chad's situation and Brian's situation, the substitution no different than when we put Jordy Nelson in at receiver. You know, it can happen like that. So I feel like we have that in place. You know, as far as Mark, you know, I believe in Mark Tauscher, and you know, he's played a lot of football. Now there's some things, you know, fundamentally that he did not do to his standard, and I believe he'll get that corrected. So because Mark's a pro's pro, I don't think it's a lack of anything. It's not he doesn't have it anymore. So, but you know, we have more football in front of us. I mean, there's definitely some things we could improve on there.
With that tackle spot, will you go through this week like you did last week, or will you have a different plan this week?
Well, this week's going to be a challenge just because you're coming off a Monday night football game, a big division game. So, you know, our practice is going to be, you know, very limited tomorrow. Thursday's practice will be, you know, a shell practice. So I don't have the plan in place until really, you know, Pat McKenzie sees Chad in the morning. So I can't tell you exactly what his rep plan is going to be, but it's going to be limited.
How did you come out with injuries?
I'm sorry, Mike?
Injuries?
We had the one new injury that did not talk on yesterday was Brandon Chiller had a shoulder strain, so he may miss some practice time this week. You know, Chad Clifton, I think, is just the same as last week. It's a little bit unpredictable. I'll know more in the morning. And you know, Nick Collins had the knee sprain. I think he might miss some practice time this week.
When you went back and looked at the tape, how did you
evaluate the run game? The run game? Well, I think you have to, look at what's the definition of run game? I looked at this particular game going into it, the production of the running backs, and I felt that our running backs were productive. I thought Brandon and John played well with the opportunities that they were given with the ball in their hands and what was put in front of them. So, productivity doesn't always just come from the backfield. We went into the game with a specific run plan that they played us a certain way, and we went to a little different direction, and I felt the ability to spread them out and deal the football. I thought Aaron Rodgers played very well in a football game. So, the attempts is not always the most important factor, as far as running the football. I thought the running back production was a positive in the game.
Do you see those two sitting carried equally, kind of like yesterday, going forward?
Oh, I would think so. I think I've talked about that every time we talk about the running back position. I think we have to be smart with Brandon and John because, those two have the experience to carry us forward. I don't think it'd be very smart to get into, running either one of them 25, 30 times. We have a lot of football in front of us. They have a lot of experience. They can play on all three downs. I think our staff's done a very good job from a game planning standpoint of, using those two in all the different packages, and we'll continue to go with that format as we move forward.
Mike, your special teams, not only the punt return, there was some problems on kickoff coverage. Penalties. Is that an indication of a deeper problem there, or how do you did special teams regress yesterday?
Well, we did not win the special teams battle yesterday. We've had three opportunities this year. I'm not sure what you mean by deeper problem. If you want to be more specific about that.
Just overall, because there were so many different problems yesterday.
Well, going into the game, one of the key objectives for our football team was, if you look at the past games against the Chicago Bears, the team that made the big play in special teams, directly factored in the outcome of the game. And that was a key focus of ours. Well, we obviously didn't accomplish that. They made two big plays with the punt return and the blocked field goal in the game. So I think you have to really, like I do when I break down special teams, you start with the specialists. I thought their ball placement was better than ours. Their coverage units, they probably played better than ours. I thought our kickoff return was fine. We had the block in the back on the punt return that brought back the one return there on Tremont. But, it's the fundamentals that we really didn't do a very good job of, and we need to do a better job. Philadelphia, I thought we played very well. I thought we played well against Buffalo, a very good special teams unit. So, Chicago is a very good special teams unit. So we need to take this opportunity, and we'll stay after the fundamental focus, and that's not going to change. Our volume is low like it should be, and I think our players are getting better. We were challenged last week with all the different players in and out on the depth chart. Every team goes through it. Special teams is the first group that's always hit. And hopefully we can do a better job of getting players repped in the positions that they're going to be playing in games. That's one thing that, looking back on the week's work that we discussed with the staff this week, that I didn't think we didn't hit the mark on.
Getting back to the run game, do you think for Jackson and Coon, are those guys good enough to take you where you want to go with this team this year?
Yes. You ask me every week. I like our running backs. We're going to use them accordingly. to get the ball down the field. So if that, I mean, I'm not trying to sell something that's not true. I mean, just because you don't line up and run it 25 times from the eye doesn't mean you're not committed to being productive with your running backs. I mean, if you look at the dynamics of our offensive personnel, we have the ability to play in a box offense. We have the ability to play in a spread offense. That's to our credit, and we're going to utilize that the best we can to score points. We didn't score enough points against Chicago, so that's my biggest disappointment in our offensive performance, because I thought our quarterback play was definitely there to have a lot more point production than we came out of that game. And really, the failure was the penalties.
Mike, on Morgan Burnett's penalty, what, from a technique standpoint, could he have done? Does he need to turn more to play the ball? I'm just not sure how you play that.
I thought the offensive and defensive player in that particular situation were really in very similar positions. So, that didn't, you know, you get into judgment calls, you're banging your head against the wall. I mean, it's the judgment call, and obviously they all saw it the same way. There was a number of flags thrown on that particular play, but you know, you're dealing with jump balls like that. The offensive defensive player should be a 50-50 right to the football. So not the case in that particular play.
On the punt return by Hester for the touchdown, did you think Martin was held on that? Did you happen to see the film on that?
Please, I'm not going to get into opinions of officials. Obviously, nothing positive comes out of that. They made their calls. I'm sure they have an evaluation process that they go through, and you can ask them questions. I mean, Chad Clifton, it's not a personnel issue. I mean, Chad's our starting left tackle. It's not a performance issue with Chad. It's a medical issue. So if he's medically ready, he'll play. Now, if it affects his performance issue, then we'll deal with it at that time. But I'm not in that mindset right now.
Have you looked at the penalties overall? You mentioned some of the judgment calls, but like some of the unnecessary roughness ones, things of that nature. Was there any pattern there, or is it just one of those things where?
Mm-hmm. Looked at all the penalties, had a meeting about all the penalties, through extensively with our, we have a process that we go through when you send them into the league, just like every team does every week. I mean, there's some of them that they're gray area calls, and there's some you just have to live with. The perfect examples, Frank Zombo. I mean, what do you tell your player on that particular play? I mean, he's on a pass rush. He spins inside, and he spins in into the quarterback, and he goes home with the helmet, just like the roll call. So, I mean, technically they're correct in throwing the flag there, but he's being held from, he's being pulled from behind, So I'm just a big believer in, okay, these are the rules. Let's train our players this way. Let's play within the rules. And that's what we'll continue to do. But when you have certain, situations like that, you just got to keep playing through those. Because I mean, there's nothing. His helmet hit the quarterback's helmet. That's a penalty. But Frank really couldn't do anything about it. So it's just it's part of the game. Now, some of the other ones, the judgment was probably not where it needed to be.